Today we will learn lesson 17. We're in the book of Megillas Esther. We're going to begin Perek Ches, chapter 8. We'll be learning Psukim Aleph to Vav 1 to 6. In the Simonim Tanakh, we're on the top of page 1270 on the second line. Bayom Hahu, on that day, which day is that? That very same day that Haman was hanged. Nosan HaMelech HaChashverosh, King Achashverosh gave LeEsther, to Esther HaMalka, the queen, Es Beis Haman, the house of Haman, Tzurer HaYehudim, the adversary of the Jews. And you have to realize that although Haman was killed, the decree to kill the Jews was not yet revoked. And the king now is showing, number one, how Esther is certainly not included in the decree because she was given over the house of Haman. And we're going to see now how Mordechai is not included in the decree. Mordechai, Ba, and Mordechai came from the gates of the palace, Lifnei HaMelech, before the king, it appears, without even being summoned. Ki higida Esther, because Esther told the king, Ma hu la, what he was to her, a relative. She didn't say how related, just say a cousin, not necessarily the wife. But now he came. Now, how was he able to become uncalled for? So it seems that after Haman was killed, they changed the rules that now you need not be summoned. And if you come even without being summoned, it is okay. So Mordechai is able to come. And you'll see in Pasuk Beis what the king does to show what kind of promotion Mordechai receives. Vayosar HaMelech, and the king removed es tabato, his signet ring, asher, which he'evir, which he removed, mehaman, from Haman. Vayit no leMordechai, and he gave it to Mordechai. It seemed that when the king gave Haman the signet ring, their rules changed, that the king would no longer wear the signet ring, but that the prime minister would be the one to always have the signet ring. It's a sign of power to act on the king's behalf. So basically, giving the signet ring to Mordechai basically says that Mordechai now is the prime minister. Now, Esther has no use for Haman's house, and she doesn't have the time to deal with it. So Vatosam Esther, and Esther placed as Mordechai, Al, in charge of Beis Haman, the house of Haman. Now, why didn't she give it to Haman? The answer is, if the king gave her a gift, she can't very well give it away, but she just puts Mordechai in charge to administer it. So it is clear that Mordechai and Esther are not part of the decree anymore. However, the decree still stands, and therefore Esther must act on that. Pasuk Gimel. Vatosef Esther, and Esther resumed. Vatidaber, and she spoke, Lifnei HaMelech, before the king. Vatipol, and she fell, Lifnei Raglov, before his feet. Vatef, and she cries. Vatischanenlo, and she beseeched him. What? Lahavir, to remove, es ro'as Haman, the harm of Haman, ha'gogi, the agogi. In other words, his evil plan should not be realized. Vesmach shavto, and his thoughts, or his plans, asher choshav al ha'yehudim, that he plotted against the Jews. But she's not able to really speak yet. She's just crying, but that's what she's crying about. She's not able to speak. Now, here's the second time this happens. Pasuk Dalet, Vayoshad HaMelech LeEsther, and the king extended to Esther es Shavira Zahav, the golden scepter. Now, why did he have to extend it? She was already there with him. She wasn't coming unsummoned. So we see there's a second sign of this idea of passing on, extending the scepter. It's not for clemency as it was before, but it was encouragement that Esther can rise and speak without fears. And therefore, Vatokam Esther, and Esther rose up, Vatamod, and she stood, Lifnei HaMelech, before the king. Pasuk Hei, Vatomer, and she said. Now we know there really are three prerequisites that are necessary to ensure the success of a request. Number one, that the the request must please the respondent. Number two, the petitioner must be liked by the respondent. And three, the proposal must be a proper one. So let's see all these three over here. Vatomer, and she said, Im halamelech tov, if it pleases the king. See, that's the first thing. It should be pleasing to the respondent. V'motzasi chen lefanov, and if I, the petitioner, have found favor before you. And number three, v'chasher hadavor, and the matter is proper, lifnei hamelech, before the king. The proposal is a proper one. If it's also, v'tov ani beinov, and I am good in his eyes, yikosev, let it be written, lehashiv, to rescind, es hasforin, the letters that were already sent, machsheves Haman, the plotting or the thoughts of Haman ben Hamdasa, the son of Hamdasa, ha'agagi, the man of Agag, asher kasav, which was written, le'abed, to destroy es hayehudim, the Jews, asher b'chol, which are in all, medinos hamelch, the provinces of the king. Now there's two interpretations here exactly what's going on. The letters were sent out, but remember, they were not yet opened and revealed, and it wasn't clear what it was going to be. So one idea is to straight nullify it. Just nullify the plans. It was really Haman's plan. It really wasn't the king's. Remember, there's a rule. Whatever the king says can't be retracted. So she's saying, well, you can nullify it because it really is Machsheves Haman. It really was Haman's plan, not your plan. And another way to nullify it, second interpretation, just return them. See, here's the issue. Well, maybe send a second one. A second one contradicting the first one. Well, that's going to be a problem. People aren't going to know what's going on. So she's saying, instead of sending a second letter that contradicts the first, just have it sent back. If you send it back and nullify it, either nullify it or send it back, therefore we don't have to worry about anything else. Now, why is she saying this? Pasuk Vav, because what do I care, you could say. I'm free, I'm okay, my relative Mordechai is okay, but she says, ki, because, or for, echachuchal, how am I able to bear, veraisi, and see bara, the evil, asher yimtza sami, that will befall my people, veechachuchal, and I will be able to bear, veraisi, and see ba'avdon molarati, the destruction of the people that I was born with, moledes is the my family that I was born into. So she's saying two things. She's saying, the aggravation will be so great if, number one, my people were killed, and even if they weren't killed, but they were harassed, right? I would also couldn't take it. So you think you're saving my life, and if the rest are killed? No. All Jews are responsible for one for another. If you don't rescind this law, it's not going to be good for me either. Let's look at the questions. What did the king give Esther? She gave the household of Haman to her. Two, when did the king give it to her? On the very same day that he hung Haman. Three, who came to the king now? Mordechai. Four, how he's able to come if he was not summoned? Number one, Esther said that Mordechai was related to her. And number two, the rule of having to be summoned was already rescinded. Five, what position and power does the signet ring symbolize? That position is that of prime minister. Six, who did the king now give the signet ring to? Mordechai. Seven, what was the symbolism of wearing the signet ring? That he now was doing everything on behalf of the king as the prime minister. Eight, what did Esther put Mordechai in charge of? Haman's house that the king gave her. Nine, why didn't Esther give it to him? Because as a gift to the king, it would be disrespectful to give the gift to someone else. 10, why does Esther continue to beseech the king if Haman has already been hanged? Because his evil decree is still in force. 11, why does the king extend his scepter to Esther this time? It's not a sign of clemency, but an encouragement that Esther can rise and speak without tears. 12, what three prerequisites assure the success of her quest? Number one, the request must be pleasing to the respondent. Number two, the petitioner must be liked by the respondent. And number three, the proposal must be a proper one. 13, what were the three specific prerequisites that Esther said to the king? Number one, says, I hope that my proposal will be pleasing to you, the king. Number two, says, I hope that me, the petitioner, is liked by you. And number three, I hope that you feel that the proposal is a proper one. 14, what does Esther request to do with the original letters of Haman? She proposes either A, to totally nullify Haman's plans, or two, just send them back and return them back. Not a good idea to write a second letter that contradicts this and make things confusing. 15. What will Esther not be able to bear if the letters of Haman are left intact? She will not be able to bear seeing her people destroyed. And even if they're not destroyed, she would not be able to bear to see them being harassed because of the poor treatment they would receive. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and also review lessons 13, 14, 15, and 16. Have a great day.